Stardate 73108.1. Captain's log, record. Today, the inertial dampener experienced a mechanical failure. Officer Reynolds caught the failure before any permanent damage could be done, and was able to print a part to replace the one which broke. This is, however, the third failure on the dampener within the last 6 weeks. I've tasked Chief Engineer Scottsdale with running complete maintenance and diagnostics on it to uncover any additional issues. The last thing we need is the dampener to break mid-flight. The hostile party from Planet 1470 has been successfully evaded, and we're far enough away that the threat of attack is now 0%. The ship will be cruising until further notice while we make necessary repairs. The crew performed satisfactorily during the crisis, and they deserve a rest. We had 3 officers injured in the incident currently in sickbay. Dr. Steele expects them to make a full recovery. No other updates. That's done. O2 levels stable. Engines holding steady. Seems like I'll be able to sleep the whole night. Finally. I can't wait to get this uniform off. Ah. So she did manage the message after all. Computer, read message.
From crew member 126, communications officer Alpha. Captain, while we're both off duty, would you mind if I paid you a visit?
Send response. Be at my quarters in 10. Come prepared. Oh, this will be fun. Much better than sleeping. Computer, turn on music. Thank you, computer.
You are welcome.
I had better prepare myself, too. Can't be caught off guard with this one. Let them in. Hello there. On time, as usual. How long are you off duty for? All right, that should give us enough time. Walk over to the bed. Take off your clothes. Don't forget to fold them. I remember the last time you complained about wrinkles for 2 days. Huh. Do as I say. If you complain about a problem, we fix it, remember? Unless you were hoping for a punishment today? I didn't think so. Now, lay down and wait there. I need to grab something. You ready? Did you have a smooth shift? No news to report? That might become a problem. We can deal with that later. Tell me, did you use the Benoit balls during your shift like I asked? Yeah. How did it go? I assume you took them out already. Well done. I imagine you're rather agitated then. All day with those weights inside of you, pressing into you and shifting around. That's good. always makes things more fun when you're worked up. Feel free to make a mess of the sheets. They're due to be laundered anyway. I'll hold you to that promise. Spread your legs. Just for now, I want you to stay right here, exactly like that. You can do that, can't you? Good, Excuse me. Was that back talk? Oh. I bet that stung a little. But that's the idea, isn't it? I slap your clit, it stings, and then I rub it to make up for it. All better now? That's my girl. Are you close to coming already? I suppose I'd better stop touching you then. Are you going to backtalk me again? I'll warn you, I had a long day today, and I am not in the mood for entertaining your sass. Backtalk today means punishment. My girl's smart. Good choice. Should you decide to change your mind, you know what to say to call things off, yes? Perfect. Now, keep your legs there. I have something interesting for you today. Lift your foot. Now the other one. Let me know if these are too tight. Roll your ankles a little. There you go. Still all right? What do you think? It's been a while since we used the spreader bar. Yes, well, it's supposed to make you feel exposed. That's the idea. Now, you won't be able to close your knees or roll around. You'll have no choice but to let me do what I want to you. Plus, I have another surprise. Last time we were in port, I managed to find this discreet little shop that sold some very interesting toys. I picked up something I thought you'd like. How do you feel about something new today? Always enthusiastic, aren't you? Do me a favor. Close your eyes and relax. They'll feel a lot like nipple clamps, but the thing about these ones is that they use tiny little gravity engines to achieve pressure. They're highly tunable and much quicker to use. There. Feel okay? More than okay, I see. Try not to twist around too much. I know it feels good, but your ankles are spread apart, remember. You don't want to twist something. Then we'd have some explaining to do with Dr. Steele. All right, my girl. Settle down. You've had a long day, haven't you? Sitting on deck. Having to do your work while every moment you grew more and more aroused. How many people did you talk to today? 20? 50? All while you are wet and wanting. That weight sitting inside of you, shifting just a little bit as you moved. Over and over again, until your panties were drenched. And then you called me. I wasn't sure if you would. I told you to use them, sure, but I never told you to call me after. I'm glad you did. I was hoping to witness firsthand what they had done to you. I've never seen you so needy. I mean, look at you. Spread open so I can see exactly how swollen your pussy is, how you're dripping onto the bed, and how every time you breathe, it's like you're trying not to come. Do you think you deserve to come? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I haven't even really touched you yet, and you're already wet. Doesn't that make you a dirty girl? I think only good ones get to have an orgasm. And watch what happens when I tug on one of these clamps. That was a pretty noise. You like it when your nipples are played with, don't you? Another tally in the dirty column. Uh-oh. More back talk? What did I tell you? Only good girls get to come, remember? All right. Tell me again how you've been a good girl. Ah, I see. Well, as your captain, I can agree. You did very well when we were evading that ship, and you did do exactly as I asked today. All right. You've convinced me. You're a very good girl. I'll let you come. First, I'll tug on both of these clamps. They were really worth the money. I always did admire how you looked when your nipples were all hard like this. Absolutely perfect. Just like the rest of you. Mind and body, you're smart and beautiful. Especially when you submit to me like this and let me have my way with you. I hope you know what it means to me. Try not to jump. I'm gonna touch your pussy, all right? Just on the outside. God, you're wet out here, too. I can't wait to slide inside of you. No, my girl. Not yet. You'll have to ask very nicely for it first. Besides, you asked for an orgasm, remember? You didn't ask for anything else. Now you're going to complain about how you get what you want. I don't think so. Less talking, more moaning. I'm going to rub your clit now until you come, and then maybe after we can revisit your complaint. Nope, I won't slow down. I know it's a lot, but you can handle it. You can handle anything. You keep trying to move away, but it's pretty hard when your ankles are forced open like that, isn't it? Stop moving and let me make you come. You're my girl. You don't need to try and run from me. I'd never hurt you. And certainly your orgasm isn't going to hurt you either. Come for me. There you go. Was that so hard? No, Not yet. I know you're very sensitive, especially now. But when I slide inside of you, I want to make sure you're anticipating every single inch of me. All right. I think I've tortured you enough. Lift your knees. I'll just slide a pillow under you. And I suppose I should take off the uniform, shouldn't I? There we are. Being out of uniform doesn't make me any less in charge. Want me to prove it? Because I can think of one way to prove my point. I think you might enjoy it too, but it means I'll have to join you up here. Keep your knees bent. I'm going to grab this bar and slide inside of you. Oh, exactly as good as I was hoping. You, my girl, exceed all expectations. Not just here either, but watching you work on the bridge, dealing with people and communications day in and day out. You are a marvel. Everyone looks up to you, even me. Yes, even me. Everyone admires you, watches you, but only I get to see you this way. Tied up, clamped, and with a cock deep inside of you. That's all for me. My girl. Fuck. I'll never get tired of watching my cock slide in and out of you. Doesn't get old, no matter how many times I see you. I thought the first time I saw this ship that it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. But I think you've gone and trumped her. You're the most beautiful thing in my life. Just a little bit more. Am I right? With your legs spread apart like this, in the angle we're at. My cock is hitting right up against your G-spot. I'll make you come again. And then I'll come deep inside of you. Just how you like. You know, the other advantage to having you tied to this bar is not only the view, but the easy access. I can just play with your poor clit some more until you come apart again. I know, my poor girl. You're already so swollen. But just a little bit more, and you'll come again. Maybe if I tug on one of those nipple clamps. I know, my poor girl. All right, my girl. Come for me. Come around my cock and arch your back and all those beautiful things you do. That's it. There you go. Oh, God, that feels so good. Do you have any idea just how good it feels to be so deep inside of you? It's incredible. Shit. I'm gonna come. Stay there. Just like that. Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. How is that so good? Every time. Here, let me get these off of you. There you go. Relax. You did more than good, my girl. You were perfect. Computer, lights off. Stop music. Oh. Yes, you can stay the night here. May as well make the most of our off-duty hours, don't you think? Yes. That means more sex. Just after I sleep. You need sleep too, my girl. Stay here. Sleep with me. And we'll see what other tricks I have up my sleeve. I don't have to be captain for a bit, but I'm definitely still in charge. I'll make sure we have fun.